Cosette.
And my name's Camille. Oh, and we're both coming to you from California in the same room.
Yay, we're in the same room. We're usually not in the same room. We're usually
in, same room,
in
no.
different rooms different and rooms. Different towns.
Two different mm-hmm. ones. Yep, but the room that we are both in is in California, just in case you
yes,
guys were wondering.
It's Camille's room.
Anyways, you're listening to the Everything and More podcast.
Yes.
Woo!
Yay, this is
week,
great.
Yes, mm-hmm. this week I'd like to introduce a very special guest.
Oh, yes.
Ourselves. Because yes. we don't have a guest. Alexis is
sitting over there, but she's not saying anything.
Alexis,
I don't know why.
Say hey.
Hey.
Yay. Why did my voice just crack?
I don't know, but guys.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost Christmas. Listen to my jingle.
Next week. Yeah, she has a bunch of Santa hats.
I do. I'm wearing one right now as we speak. And right now, I'd like to take this opportunity to shout out Gracelyn because she just sent me a Snapchat.
Yes. Yeah. Gracelyn. Yay, Gracelyn. Gracelyn's in Oregon.
You know she's listening.
Yes.
Anyways, this week's episode, guys, we're just really going to wind it down. It's the last episode of what we'd like to call season one of the Everything.
Yay, season one.
This is our 22nd episode. We've been putting in that work. We've been putting in them hours.
Yes, those hours.
And we're still not famous yet, but we're working on it.
Almost there.
Let's talk about some of the milestones we've hit with this podcast, because at this lovely time.
Oh, yes. So we started this podcast at approximately the end of June. So it's been like 6 months. Actually, I think, we started like the 20th.
Yeah, I think we came up with the idea in May. And then
we took like a whole month.
Yeah, the world started going to poo-poo.
Yeah,
so we decided that we would kind of, you know, just not... We weren't in the right headspace.
Yeah, we were like, no, podcast. Not
and
yet.
Nobody, who would want to listen to
literally
us
no one.
Doing that? Yeah, so...
Yep. And then, so we've hit like 1,000 subscribers. And Instagram people, what are those called? Followers.
Are you okay?
on Instagram.
Guys, because that is glitching right now as a human.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes,
that happens a lot.
So, like, I'm looking right now, and we have 1,009 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. What? Yay. So, if you're following us on Instagram, thank you. And if you're not following us on Instagram, you should go do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Our Instagram aesthetic is so cool. I wonder who designs all our posts.
Oh, yes. I wonder.
Just beautiful and smart and a genius and hot and the best.
Yes, that is Camille.
It's me. What?
Yes.
Crazy.
What? Who would have thought that? Not
so,
me.
Go follow our Instagram for the great aesthetic and my fun post, and answer my question of the day. So I'm sick of people not answering. I come up with some pretty good stuff.
Yes.
Even our own friends from college. I don't even know if we could say friends at this point.
Yeah,
but
literally.
They don't even respond
no.
to my question.
Alexis, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's lying.
And she literally
lying.
Never does.
You did not answer the last one, liar.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so yeah, exactly.
but... What else did we do? Oh, we had some guests on our podcast.
We had lots of guests.
Yes, we had lots. We had a lot more than what we thought we would have.
Listen, going into this, we didn't even want guests.
Yeah, we didn't even know we were going to have guests.
We thought that people would solely like us because of our comedy skills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just our wisdom, our knowledge.
But no.
Nobody liked that.
Yeah. we need to change to something else.
We need to do something
and like,
to get a little bit of attention.
Yeah, we weren't even really... Like, I think it just started out with one interview, and then we were like, oh, we kind of like doing that. So then we just kept inviting more people, and people kept saying yes for some reason.
And I'm going to be honest. I feel like most people said yes because we were in quarantine, and they had nothing better to do. I'm going to be real.
But...
But I think that's okay because we've found our groove and we're going to try and get as many people to do it while we're still kind of in this weird spot of life. And then from there, people are going to start asking us. They're going to be
can we be on your
podcast? Because we're going to be famous. So.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is going to be our 22nd episode. That's a lot of episodes to be putting out. We've only skipped a couple times.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great. And on Spotify, we have 16 countries worth of listeners.
Yeah, that's a lot of countries.
And when we look at our statistics on Anchor, there's way more than that, too. So I think we are flourishing, everyone.
Yes. Yeah, and it's good because we literally basically just started this podcast like 6 months ago. So
yeah, 22
I think we're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like she said, we've had tons of guests. We've had some of our friends on, and I think this has been a great idea, a great creative outlet for both of us. Cosette has worked on her editing podcast skills.
Yes.
I've worked on my...
Making Instagram posts,
reaching out to strangers, talking to strangers. Like, now, guys, I'm really afraid of nothing at this point.
Yeah, exactly. We just talk to random people all the time.
Like, rejection, I don't care. Yeah. I don't know her. Mm-mm. Like, I've been getting rejected left and right for things.
People just don't answer us.
Yeah, people just reject me in life, in podcasts. So it's okay, all around. but also not. You know who you are if you're listening.
Anyways.
It was a joke, everybody.
I know, we were joking, I know.
Even Alexis is laughing at this one. But moving forward, let's get into our highs and lows for this week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we had those.
I will start because I have a very sad, significant low. Can I go?
Yes, you can go.
Okay, cool. So, my low, well, I mean, like, I have a bunch of lows, but this one...
You always have a bunch of lows.
It's terrible, I know. Yeah, that's the kind of year 2020 has been, a year full of lows.
Well, yeah, let's hope that 2021 is not a year full of lows.
And just a year full of highs. We'll
yes.
We'll be high all year long.
Yeah. No, we won't.
I'm just kidding, that was a joke also. Dad, I know you're listening. Yes. Hey, what's up? anyways, my one low is that Jesse Nelson left Little Mix, and it that was so disrespectful. How dare you disrespect the great name of Jesse? Goodbye. You can leave.
I literally don't even know who that is. The only reason I know who she is because you were like, she left Little Mix.
First of all, I don't talk like that. Second of all, you can get out of my room right now and
say, okay, bye.
Nicole, yeah, leave. Goodbye.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Don't disrespect Little Mix or Jesse, but seriously, like, I don't have time for these games. Little Mix, they are pop perfection. And I still think they'll flourish without her, but I'm gonna be so sad because I've never got to see them live. I never will get to see them live if they break up after this. You know, the whole mantra of, you know, pulling a Zane and someone leaves the band and then a year later they come out with an album, go on tour, and then they just disband. I don't want Little Mix to disband. They make me happy. Anyways, that's my low. But I hope that Jessie gets the help she needs and she gets the well-needed rest she deserves. Love her. Love you, Jessie, if you're listening. You're probably not.
Love you, Jessie.
We love you. Well, I love you because that's a hater.
What? I am not a hater. I just don't know who she is.
Okay. And then my high... I had my hair braided yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Yes, her hair looks cool. It took 5 hours, she said.
It did. I turned in a paper. We finished school. That's a high. Goodbye.
Yes.
Yes. The semester is over. I just got back one of my biggest papers of the semester called the hermeneutics paper. I got a 94 dab on the haters.
Wow.
Thank you. I was so proud because it had to be 8 to 10 pages long. Mine was 8 pages long, and I literally didn't start it till the day it was due.
Oh my what?
Yeah, I know.
That's
and I got a 94. Isn't that epic?
How the heck did you start the day that was due? I started it like the day before, or 2 days before, I don't remember.
Okay.
But
no, yeah.
I don't even know. I haven't even checked if I got my grade for that.
Along with this podcast, I just want you all to know that I'm a hard worker because...
Yes. Camille is smart.
Can't afford to fail. Our college is expensive.
Yes.
Anyways, Cosette, your highs and lows.
Okay, so we're going to start with my low. My low for the week, for today, basically, is that, like, the airplane that I'm taking to get home, because it was supposed to be, like, a straight flight through, so it would have taken like 6 hours.
Sorry.
Bless you. So it would have taken like 6 hours, but then they said that there's gonna be like a 3.5 layover in New York. A 3.5 hour layover in New York.
Oh, it's in New York though. That's cool.
Oh, not New York, New Jersey.
Well, that's New Jersey. Flop.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I keep mixing those up because it's Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, just in case you want to know.
The Jonas Brothers are from New Jersey, just in case you guys are wondering.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see them at the airport. Maybe they went home for Christmas.
Joe is in Big Bear or something.
Maybe the other two went home for Christmas.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I literally won't get home until like 11:45 a.m. tomorrow.
Aww.
Eastern Standard Time. So basically 8:45. But anyways.
That's so sad.
I know.
Boo-hoo.
I don't know what I'm going to do for all that time. That's literally like 11 hours on an airplane and at the airport.
Email people to come on the podcast in January.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can do that. Yeah. And let's see, for my high, basically we stopped school last week. So basically the same high as Camille. What, were you gonna say something?
No.
Oh, yes. So I'm glad about that. So we have like a whole month off. Yep.
That's right. Hey. And just enough time for me to drop out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Not yet.
Kidding.
One day.
One day, guys, make our podcast go viral. We'll drop out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Anyways, so I guess, yeah, we're just gonna get right on started. So we're gonna talk about basically Christmas and just about the podcast and what our hopes are for 2021. And yeah, so all that stuff coming up. Like Cosette said, she's going home, so she will be leaving California, which is very sad
for
me, because I'll miss her.
Yes, very, very
sad. Oh, just kidding. Can't wait for her to leave.
What the heck?
Just kidding.
I'm going to be gone for like a whole month. This whole California is going to go crashing down without me in here.
The whole state of California?
Yes, the whole state is going to be so upset that I'm leaving.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be distraught for this whole month. But when I come back, they'll be like, yay, Cosette is back.
Actually, I'm going to be honest. Since you've been here, it's been worse.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. You know what? That is not my fault here. Mm-mm, that is not my fault. There's this thing. This thing that exists. It is called the coronavirus. And that is what has been doing all this. Not me, because the coronavirus has been here since like March. And I got here in August. End of August. Okay. September.
I'm just gonna really just take this minute right now to apologize to anyone who's listening with headphones, or really just to anyone who's listening at all, because we've been screaming this entire time. We really don't know how to act around each other in person, clearly, because Cosette is yelling so loud. And I've been yelling too, I'll admit. So yes. I know that as soon as soon as this episode comes out, my dad is gonna be like, why were you guys yelling?
Hi, Camille's dad.
You guys were so loud. Hey, Dad, you're downstairs right now, but
you can probably hear us.
Just saying, hey. Yeah.
You think he can hear us all the way from up here?
I doubt that he's listening. He's got a lot of other stuff going on. Two more kids down there. My mom.
Yeah.
The TV. He's probably trying to just drown everybody out.
Yes, probably.
That's what he does sometimes. But you're a great dad. I love you, homie. G. Homie. Squad.
Anyways, what else is there
to talk about? Well, guys, Christmas is my fave holiday.
It's next week. We're actually going to talk about Christmas this time, because when I tried to talk about it with Graceland, we literally didn't talk about it at all.
Yeah, I only got through like the first 15 minutes and I was like, they haven't talked about Christmas at all and this is the Christmas special.
Like, we talked about Christmas like 5 minutes, 45 minutes in. Yeah.
At least you know. And this is why they need my guidance when we create our episodes, guys. That one without me just they had no direction.
No, we had no structure. We just turned on the microphone and started talking.
Just like we're doing right now. But I could form structure in my head. So as we continue, I'm moving on. Don't look at me like that, and don't look at the time like that. It's only been 14 minutes.
Oh.
That's not that much.
I know.
Anyways, like I said, Christmas is one of my fave holidays. So right now, I'm going to talk about my favorite Christmas song. Maybe I'll sing a snippet. No, just kidding. I will not do that. But my favorite Christmas song is Last Christmas. And
Last Christmas.
Ooh. Maybe we won't. Anyway, my favorite favorite song is Last Christmas, Christmas song. And it really can be any version of the song. Like, any version of the song. Like, any artist can sing Last Christmas.
She has, like, 10 versions on her playlist.
And I will be here for it. Exactly. I love Last Christmas. Special shout out to Ariana Grande's Last Christmas and Carly Rae Jepsen. Those are the peak, I would say, of Last Christmases. And yeah, I just really love the Christmas holiday. I'm gonna put out a TikTok later this week about how many black Santas reside in my house, because it's a lot of them, guys.
Yes, she has a lot. There's some in her yard. There's one sitting on a bench outside.
Yeah, he's large too.
Yes.
There's one standing in the family
room. They're literally life-size.
There's some in the kitchen. We have a life-size black nutcracker now outside. Yes. So that's pretty wild. He's taller than me. And you know, Christmas just in my household is a time for family. It's the one day of the year that we fight, but with meaning, you know? Because we fight every day of the year. But Christmas is the day that where we fight, but, like, there's also holiday joy. You know what I mean?
Holiday joy and fighting. Those go together well.
Yep. Someone always gets a present taken away by 11 a.m. Oh, those are the times.
Wait, so do you open your presents, like, right when you wake up? Or, like, do you have to take, like, a shower first?
Oh, right when we wake up. We brush our teeth. Everybody brushes their teeth, but shower? No.
Literally, my mom, literally every year, she makes us take a shower, brush our teeth, and get ready, get our clothes on, and then we can open presents.
Nah,
so we don't open them until, like, way later.
Nah, fam. We in our jammies. And we
literally, yeah. I feel like that's what everyone does. I don't know why my mom does that.
What do you do, Alexis?
What do I do?
Well, do you take a shower before you guys open presents?
We open presents on Christmas Eve.
What? Oh. You open all your presents on Christmas Eve?
All of them?
Yeah, except for, like, Santa presents, but I don't get Santa presents.
Wait, why do you open them all on Christmas Eve?
Some people do that, but I've never met anyone who does that.
Yeah, neither have I.
That's what Latinos do. We celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Oh. Any reason why? Just that's the tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just tradition.
Okay.
We open up, like, midnight, usually.
Oh, story time. One time, I have two story times that involve Christmas Eve. The first story time is that, at midnight? Okay, well, that's still Christmas. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, I got off on a tangent. My two Christmas Eve stories. The first Christmas Eve story is that one Christmas Eve, like I said, we open presents on Christmas morning, but one Christmas Eve, my dad was hyping up my present. Like, hyping it up. He was like, Camille, I got you the best present ever. It's gonna be so cool. And that year, I really wanted an iPod. Like, with it was the most similar to an iPhone at the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the iPod fifth generation or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted one. And my dad was hyping up my Christmas present. I thought, yo, like, this man got me the iPod. Like, fifth grade Camille was like, yo, he got me the iPod. And so I begged my parents. I was like, please let me open my gift from dad on Christmas Eve, because we never do that. But I was like, I know it's an iPod. I was just so excited. So they agreed. My parents are like, yeah, sure, you can open it. And so I'm like, oh, really? And so then I open it, and you'll never believe what was in there.
An iPod.
A toothbrush!
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I'm not even kidding. It was a toothbrush.
That's so funny.
That is the disrespect.
Did you not get an iPod?
No, I didn't even get one that year. I didn't get it until my birthday the next year.
That's so funny.
I know, can you believe that?
Nah.
That's so whack.
Oh yes, very whack.
Yeah, that's whack. I know you're listening. I can't believe you did that to me.
I know, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was a toothbrush.
Did you even get any good gifts that year, though?
Well, yeah, I always get amazing gifts. My parents, they love Christmas, and, like, one thing I will say is my mom always makes Christmas, like, super special for my family and I, so.
Wow, that's so nice.
Like, kind of like what we were saying, like, if we waited to open gifts, I would be up for, like, 48 hours. I don't sleep. Like, Christmas Eve is the most exciting night. It's more exciting than my birthday for me because, like, I just get this gut feeling. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get presents and I don't know what they are. And we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We get to hang out as a family. We get to eat fun food and make decorated cookies. It's just the best day ever. I always have good Christmases. Like last year, I couldn't even sleep at all. And I'm fully grown. Like I was 18 and I couldn't sleep because I was like, Santa's coming.
That was so funny.
But yeah, I love Christmas. And okay, so my second Christmas Eve story, because I know you guys want to know. This one is shorter. So one Christmas Eve, I had a loose tooth and I was a kid. And I was like, oh, my loose tooth. Yeah, and it hurt. And my aunt was like, well, why don't we just take it out? I was like, no, I'll just let it fall out. And then she yanked it out of my mouth.
What?
On Christmas
Eve. She just put her fingers in your mouth and yanked it out.
Oh, I was mad.
Oh, what the heck?
I know. I was
so upset. That must have hurt.
Yeah, it did. I was crying so much. I was so mad at her. Aunt Phyllis, how could you?
Oh, no. Ow. I've never, like, had a tooth pulled out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Never.
That was the only time.
They've either, like, fallen out when I'm, like, eating an apple or something. Why? Do you hear them?
No.
Never mind. Anyways.
Edit that out.
So they just fell out naturally. One time, one of them fell out in the sand at the playground, and then I couldn't find it, and I was sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. One time, when I still thought the tooth fairy was real, my mom always used to put the money under my bed, because that's like, the tooth fairy isn't real. No, I'm just kidding.
The tooth fairy isn't real?
My mom used to always put the money underneath
the bed. How do you know?
And then... Then one time my dad tried to do it and he woke me up and I saw him putting money under my bed.
Is that when you found out the tooth fairy wasn't real?
Yep.
When did you find out that Santa wasn't real?
Oh, guys, this is a story.
Oh.
So I was in school. I don't remember how old I was, but I was running around preaching that Santa Claus was real because I literally, like, not gonna lie, I really thought he was real. Like, only part of me was skeptical, but most of me was like I was
how 90- old were you?
Probably like 8 or 9.
Oh my God.
Like I was old. And I just, because my parents did such a good job. And I was never like a kid who would try to sneak in to the, like, to see the presents or whatever. And so I remember it was like during the middle of school year, so way after Christmas. And I was telling this girl, I was like, nah, fam, Santa Claus is real. And she was like, no, he's not. And I was like, you're lying. And she was like, no, he's not real. And then I was like, okay, whatever. And so then I came home. I asked my mom, I was like, yo, isn't this girl tripping? Like, Santa Claus is real. And my mom was like, yeah, Camille, Santa Claus is real. Duh. And I was like, duh, I know. But I just had a feeling that she wasn't telling me the truth. So I asked my dad, and my dad was like, okay, Camille, I'll tell you. And then I was like, okay. And so he had to bring me into the garage so that we weren't around when my mom was there. And he was like, Camille, I'll tell you, Santa Claus isn't real. And I was so sad, but he wanted
to- He isn't real.
But he wanted to tell me away from my mom because he didn't want her to be sad that I didn't believe in Santa anymore.
Aww.
Because we love Christmas here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a time. And I love Santa.
Oh my gosh.
My mom would say they would always make us like handwritten notes from Santa. So like on our presents from him, it would always be like, hey Camille, I heard you were nice this year, blah blah blah. Isn't that cute? I'm going to do that with my kids. I just want to make sure that my kids, like, treat Christmas so special like my mom does.
Wow. That is great. I don't even remember when I found out that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah. I just remember because it was, like, such a life-defining moment, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
But...
Yeah. I feel like I believed he was real until I was, like, 7 or 8.
Okay, so then how come when I just said 8 or 9, you were like, oh my God, you just literally
No, said- I literally wasn't even like that. I was just kidding. I feel like that's a normal age.
To figure out that he's not real.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know.
Like, my brother is 7 and, like, he still thinks that Santa's real, so.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So you guys have to put on a facade?
Yeah.
You're like...
I think... Like, my sister Anna has been like, he's not real. And then no. Jeremy starts crying. he's like, yes, he is. It's funny.
That's tragic.
Yeah. But I think he still believes that he's real. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he might. Anyways, kind of moving on from our random Christmas stories. I really... appreciate this season. Like I said, and Cosette and I, we have the same mentality here.
We love Christmas.
And as young Christian ladies, it is very important that we celebrate the Christmas holiday for the right reasons. I know
the birth of Jesus.
I give all this talk about Santa Claus, but it is
talk about him for like 10 minutes.
It is really about the birth of Jesus, you know? And like the other day I was telling my mom, I was like, this Christmas is just going to be so bad. She was like, what? Why would you say that? And I was like,
yeah, why would you say that, Camille?
Well, because I just, you know, sometimes it's hard to feel merry when the world is dark, you know? It's just been a really hard year in, like, for my family, for lots of families, for lots of people, but
yes.
It didn't feel the same at the beginning Christmas, but she was right, you know? It's about the birth of Jesus and celebrating mm-hmm. his life, so despite what's going on and happening in the world, I still have to take to heart about all the blessings that we've received and given, such as this wonderful podcast, our wonderful friends like Alexis and Gracelyn.
I don't know about wonderful.
And
anyways.
And all my wonderful friends from here at home. And yes, I just have so many good friends. And I think also it's important to be thankful for the people that we've met. I think that specifically with this podcast, like, even though none of them probably listen to it regularly,
yeah, literally
I have had a really good time talking to all the people mm-hmm. that we've talked to and met. We've just learned a lot.
Yeah, even though we literally talked to them once.
And even though some of it's, like, irrelevant to our lives and what we'll be doing in the future, like, all the people who've been on the podcast have genuinely been so sweet mm-hmm. and so willing to chat with us and just talk about their lives. And I think that's so important, especially for the people who want to listen to them mm-hmm. and it's been quite a blessing, I think, and it's helped me realize more of what I want to do in the future and just like steps I can take to get there. And yeah, I'm just really grateful for all of them who've been on the podcast. So if you're listening and you've been on the podcast as a guest, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really love
for
you
being
guys.
On the podcast
and
great
we
job
we couldn't have hit any of the milestones.
Yes, we couldn't have done anything without you.
Literally zero things.
We would literally have zero views on any podcast.
Zero less.
We would have zero followers
None.
On Instagram.
Zero. Zero.
Yeah, it's all because of you guys. So if you're listening to this, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or not. Also, all the people who've done music on our podcast, you guys should link up. Like, make a song.
Literally, yeah. So we had, like, Emily, we had Adam.
Ryan.
So, like, three.
Claudia, she does
music. Yeah, Claudia can manage them all.
Yes,
Claudia and then Adam can like make the beats or something.
Yeah, Carla does marketing, so she could do marketing for our musicians.
Yes.
So our podcast is networking.
Yes.
At its finest.
Yeah. So you should. Yeah, like once we get out of COVID, we should just have like a meeting with
and everything
yeah.
and more podcast.
Yes.
The party.
Oh my gosh, everything and more. Yeah, the party when we actually have a place that we can do a party at.
Yeah. Side note, I want to go to the club so bad. It's just relevant to the club.
I feel like we've talked about this like 10 times on this podcast.
Really?
How much you want to go to the club? Well, actually, probably like twice.
Yeah, but let's move on and talk about what we want to do in 2021. Besides go to the club, I want to see Harry in concert, but that's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. But I do want to go to the club really bad.
The One Direction Club, the High School Musical Club.
The regular club, the 2000s pop club, all the clubs.
I do not want to go to the club.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Scary, scary.
Scary?
Yeah,
why?
Scary. People dancing everywhere. I can't dance.
Are you 12?
We've learned.
You don't really
this.
Need to know how to dance to go to the club, though. That doesn't mean just because people dance doesn't make it scary.
I know, I'm kidding. But, I don't know. We'll see.
Isaac's been to the club.
Really? Oh, yeah, Isaac's been to the club.
If
you're listening.
If Isaac
can go to the club, anyone can go to the club.
Exactly. But yeah, what else do I hope to do in 2021? I hope
Nothing.
To not fail any of my classes. I hope to not catch the coronavirus.
I hope the coronavirus is gone.
Yeah. I hope.
At least by the end of the year.
Yeah. This is what I mean. I mean by the end of the year. I hope to go back to college in person soon. What else? I don't really have any more aspirations for just my life at the moment. Become TikTok famous.
Yes.
Make more money from this podcast.
Yeah. We've made $8. Yay! $8.
We are rich.
Yes, we are rich now. So, from this podcast, thank you.
We're flexing.
Thank you for giving us our $8.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to schedule a meeting with us, you're gonna have to. We're just so busy and popular because we are $8 dollar-naires.
Yes, we're very booked. Okay. Everyone wants to be on here.
Yeah.
Even though we were saying earlier, like, no one wants to be on here.
But yeah, so that's another milestone we've hit, the $8.
Yeah.
We started at like 0.01.
Yeah, we've made a lot of sense.
So guys, like, that is actually an accomplishment.
Yes.
Yeah. But because that kind of, to round this conversation off, what do we hope to see from our podcast in 2021?
What we hope to see from our podcast, we hope to get some more guests on our podcast, like anywhere,
I don't know. Okay, please, anyone who's listening, if you know Spencer
please,
from TikTok,
please,
we want him on the podcast.
Yes, we want him on the podcast. So he's so funny.
Him and Coco Jones.
Yes.
Like, we ain't playing around.
Yes, Spencer, please.
We know you guys want to be on the podcast.
Yes,
so
you just need to see our email.
Please.
You just need to see our DMs.
Our podcast.
Please.
We know you guys want to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Like,
no.
I do a two for a check.
We are funny.
Like, we know you want to come on the podcast.
Yes.
Coco.
If,
like,
you know Spencer or Coco Jones.
Scream. We know you
yes.
want to be on our podcast.
You
just
can
yell.
Yes.
You can yell. You could just yell for 20 minutes straight. Just
mm-hmm.
yell, Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
We will let you come
yes.
on.
Yes. If you guys know him or Coco Jones in any way, if you have any possible connections, let us know.
Like, if I post this audio clip on TikTok, like, the comments need to flood, like, with you guys just tagging them to come on our podcast.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that would be a good idea if we just...
It's happening. We're gonna do it.
If we put the audio, or we could just, like, record it on there.
Yes, like
and then put, like, the...
one Christmas wish.
Guys, oh my gosh, that's a good idea.
Keep
we're
a lookout.
We're gonna do this after.
Yeah, we're gonna do this right after. There's gonna
literally.
Be a TikTok.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna happen now. Wow, okay, great idea.
Wow, yes. Coming up with good ideas while filming the podcast. What else do we want?
I want to hit maybe
3,000 Instagram followers.
I was gonna say 2,500. I feel like 3,000 is a lot, actually.
For a whole year, I don't think it's that much.
I know, but I just get nervous.
No, because we've had this podcast for like 6 months.
Are we to do math right now?
We have 1,000 so far. So if you do 6 months times two, that's 12 months, so that's a year. So 1,000 times two, that's 2,000. So we could get at least 2,000 extra followers, so that would bring us to 3,000.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, so if we're going by, like, what we have so far.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically.
But anyways, like I always say, set your expectations low
and then they can get higher.
So, like, next year when we're doing this same recap and we have 13 million followers.
Yeah, we'll be like, what? We thought we were only got
like,
3,000.
Oh, we were just going to get 3,000. See? Exactly. So, set your expectations low and then your dreams will be crazy.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Fulfilled. I hope we just get more people on the podcast, like, fun, exciting people that everybody, like, I just want us to get a lot of followers and more listeners and just for the podcast to grow exponentially. That would be super amazing and fun.
Yes.
For us, I think.
That'd be fun.
But, yes, we just like to thank all of you who listen and support us. I do want to give a big shout out to all of our friends who listen.
Yes,
love you guys
thank
so
you,
much.
Friends. Even though we yell at you all the time, even though we're mean...
Weird.
Even though I'm mean to you guys all the time and make fun of you, thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you.
Me
you
too.
Guys are great friends.
You guys are great friends. And you listen in, like, your guys' dedication and you guys sharing our podcast has, like, helped us literally
mm-hmm.
to continue when we're like, nobody's listening. Like, we always know you guys are. So
you guys are very supportive.
Exactly. Very supportive friends. And I thank you. I'm giving you all a big hug
right
now.
All big
hugs. Virtual hug. I'd like to thank think those of you who just, like, I don't know, found us randomly or found us through one of our guests and are listening, I know some of you came from, because that's a YouTube channel also, so, like, anyone who's listening from there, thank you so much. Like, we appreciate you guys exponentially. Like, we would not, like, at first it was just like our friends are listening to this, but then we would see some of you guys
like comment our Instagram
or send us stuff, as well as like other podcasters who listen to our podcast. Again, thank you so much. We couldn't have done this like first quote-unquote season without you guys, and we really appreciate just everybody who's listened. And even if you've listened for like a few seconds, like, it all makes a difference, and it's helped us to want to work harder and really just be the best podcasters we can be. Yes. And like, we've accomplished so much. I don't even think I've said this. I was gonna post it on Instagram, but I forgot. So Kazette and I put our podcast in like this thing called the Spotify Next Wave, and we had to basically, I did most of this part, but because I knew about it, I told her. I submitted our podcast to like a student podcasters for Spotify thing, and we got accepted, and we got like to do this digital masterclass with Spotify and professional podcasters. So that was really cool. And I wouldn't have even known about that hadn't it been for my friend Allie, who's been on here. But then also, like, without you guys listening to us, we would have never had like the growth or even the cool factor of having all these guests on it. So like, thank you so much. And we just, I really like this podcast has been a great creative outlet, I think, for both of us to just do something.
It's been
fun.
Very fun.
And I think both of us have like had major personality growths
in the past.
So like the person, like the person I knew of you last year, Kazette, and probably the same person like you knew of me, like, we're two completely different people. So I think that we've grown a lot doing this, and I can't wait to see where this takes us. But yeah, anything else to add, Kazette?
I just want to say thank you, Camille, for being such a great podcast co-host, and thank you for even wanting to do this, and for getting guests on the podcast, and for being funny and just being you. And I'm so glad that I got to do this with you.
Yes, I'm sobbing. Thank you, Kazette. I couldn't have done it without you either. All your endless hours of editing our podcast, and we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, nope, no clue.
That. Yeah, and you're also funny most of the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And yeah, this has been really fun doing this podcast with you. I'd like to take this moment to thank Alexis for this idea, because we've come from.
Yeah, literally.
This is our last episode of the season, and this was Alexis's idea.
Literally, this podcast was Alexis's idea.
We owe it all to you.
Yes. We owe it all to Alexis.
So thank you, Alexis, for that one time.
We love you, Alexis.
We were on the phone, and you were like, you guys should start a podcast. And we were like, no, we shouldn't. And then we were like, maybe we should.
Yeah, literally.
And then we were going to be Sprinkles of Joy, but everyone hated
that name. Literally, we didn't even tell them everything and more. We just did it.
Yeah, we just did it. We were like, what about everything and more? Yeah. But yeah, so I think that is pretty much it for this week's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. And if you're listening after Christmas, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. There's going to be so much to come from this podcast in 2021. There's going to be so much growth. There's going to be so much wisdom and life lessons learned. And I just pray for a tremendous 2021 for all of you listening and for all of your families. I'd like to close this out with, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We would love that. We've gotten some more reviews, so please type up a quick review. It doesn't take that long. Yeah. Also, if you listen to us on Spotify, do us this huge favor and like maybe follow us on Spotify. That is a huge help into plugging our podcast and getting it into Spotify's algorithm more. So please do that. And yeah, if you haven't already, share this podcast with your mom, with your sister, with your aunt, with your cousin, with your next door neighbor's boyfriend's sister's mom. Share with all the people.
Yes.
And we will be back with new episodes in 2021.